This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, yesterday we spoke to the managing director at Capricorn FM, with James Sikwamban, about the Capricorn FM Gives movement, which is a part of Capricorn FM's response to the call made by the Premier of the province, Dokotela Phophi Ramathuba, you know, to assist the people who have been displaced by the floods. So these people have lost everything, they've lost, literally lost everything.
Yes.
So as, you know, citizens of the country, of the province, it's our duty to actually work in solidarity to assist. So, you know, we've seen people, you know, coming in, bringing, you know, all sorts of donations, and we appreciate it.
No, definitely. This morning, we've also had a lady that came in from Seshego, Malebo Nkhweng, who came through. And there have been many more who've also come in this morning, you know. So we continue to send our gratitude and encouragement for us to rally together and make sure that, you know, we make this a reality. This morning, we are talking to the Chief Sustainability Officer at the ShopRite Group, Sanjeev Raghubir, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Morning, we appreciate you joining us this morning. So why was it important for ShopRite to partner with us as Capricorn FM in responding to the flooding here in the province?
Yeah, I think as the ShopRite group, we've been seeing the impacts of the flooding and how it's impacting people's lives. And, you know, this amount of rain and flooding is unprecedented. And it's really the impacts of a wider climate change. And as a ShopRite group, it's an area that's very close to us. But at the same time, very importantly, we see ourselves as part of the community that we trade in. So, you know, our purpose is to uplift the lives of people every day. And this is one way that we can support the communities that are impacted by the floods in Limpopo and Mpumalanga.
Yeah. For you, what were some of the specific needs in Limpopo that ShopRite hopes to address through this partnership?
I think there's a number of needs. Firstly, it's how we can support the communities that are impacted immediately. So it's either, you know, through our fleet of ShopRite mobile soup kitchens. So we can deploy our soup kitchens to the communities that have been displaced and that have been moved out of their homes into places of safety to serve a hot meal, so at least they can have that. Another way of intervention is to provide those displaced communities with hygiene packs, so they can at least have some products to help them with their hygiene, to assist them. And then as the flooding starts subsiding and people start returning to rebuild their homes, we assist the communities with food parcels so they can start rebuilding their homes like that. And then very importantly is also to make sure that our stores are kept open and that they can trade. So, you know, it's not something that we take for granted. So, you know, making sure that the trucks can deliver to the stores, that the stores have diesel for electricity or they have water to trade, so that if someone gets to the stores, they can get the products that they want to buy.
And what would you say to other businesses and organizations about the importance of stepping up and supporting communities during difficult times like this in terms of a disaster?
Look, I think it's important for all businesses, all enterprises to work together because this is the one way where South Africa is fantastic in that, you know, in times of disasters, we can all come together and work together, whether it's the private sector, the public sector, to make a positive difference for people that are impacted. I think it's an important thing, and also very important to do it with the compassion and with the dignity that that it deserves. Mm. So it's important that we don't forget that as well.
Mm. And what message of encouragement would you like to share with the people of Limpopo who are still, you know, dealing with the aftermath of the floods?
Yeah, I think it's a very difficult time for people that are dealing with this. It's, you know, it's lives and livelihoods that are impacted. So, you know, the words of encouragement would be, you know, to keep your heads up and, you know, that at some point the flooding would subside. But importantly, as we prepare for the next season, the next rainy season, is to make sure that, you know, we are ready and we are prepared for it. These sorts of climate-related disasters, you know, disasters that are due to climate change, whether it's floods, whether it's fires, whether it's droughts, we know the frequency and the extent of them is increasing. So, you know, very important that we start preparing And whilst we clean up and mop up our homes, we need to look to the future to see how we can prepare for that as well.
No, thank you so much for participating and being a part of this. And thank you for the amazing work that you are doing in different communities, in Limpopo and in Mpumalanga. That's Chief Sustainability Officer at the ShopRite Group, Sanjeev Raghubir.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.